Sarah McLeod is well known as being the lead singer and guitarist for Australian band Super Jesus. She's doing solo work these days, and earlier this year she was another artist who came out to the Upper Hunter for Chant Devon. We had an opportunity to speak, and this is how it started. So go again.
There's a bear in there and a radio jock too.
It's the best version of that song I've heard yet. Thank you very much.
Wow. How are you?
Very well. Sarah McLeod is coming to the Hunter Valley. Chant Devon. Do you reckon I've pronounced that correctly?
I don't think anyone really knows how to pronounce it. Chant is in? I don't know.
Something like that.
Maybe we should scrub up on that before I start doing any more press.
You're going to be there at Tatler Wines April 29, Crinklewood Vineyard April 30, and Brokenwood Wines on May 1st. Have you had any problems with friends offering to be roadies for these gigs at all?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to come to these gigs, like more so than any other gigs I've done. It's bizarre. Usually you have to sort of, you know, wind your friends up. You're going to come and see me play this weekend? Like, yeah, maybe. As soon as they hear that you're at a winery, then they all want to come.
Hold the phone. I find it hard to believe that anybody would say to you that they don't want to go to one of your gigs, Sarah.
See, there you go. Yeah. Well, it's always the people that are closest to you that and ah. They're like, well, surely you'll be coming back next month. I have a dinner date on Thursday. You know, have you got anything in June? I'm like, man, bloody hell.
I'm washing my hair this week. Are you sure you can't move your gig and concert for us?
Yeah, exactly. The friends are always like that.
What do we expect from the gig? It tells us that there's going to be stories as well. We're going to hear stories from the behind the scenes for Sarah McLeod?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's always stories from behind the scenes of Sarah McLeod. My whole show ends up being mostly stories with a couple of songs in between.
It's like stand-up. Stand-up with music?
Yeah, it's like stand-up. So bad stand-up. Rock and roll stand-up.
What have you been doing with yourself recently? Have you been in lockdown? We know a lot of different parts of Australia have had that opportunity, and musicians, it must be very hard for you when you're locked down.
Yeah, well, actually, interestingly enough, I've just completed a full national tour, and it finished. I got home on Sunday night. Sunday night. And then yesterday morning, I'm in Brisbane, so yesterday morning we went into lockdown.
Yeah.
So I managed to get the whole tour finished with no gigs compromised, and then come home, and now I'm sitting here in lockdown.
Just in time. Well, that give you the opportunity to sit down and write more music now that you're not bothered by the rest of the world?
Exactly. I actually really enjoy the piece because I live on a busy street in Brisbane, in the city, and when the traffic stops and the music from the gym across the road stops, suddenly it's so peaceful here, and it's a really lovely time to get on the piano and crank out some music.
Is that how you write your songs, on the piano? This is a question everybody hears me ask musicians a lot, and that is, do you go for the lyrics first or the melody, or does it not matter to you?
I'll take whatever I can get. If the lyrics come to me first, I'm always thrilled, because the lyrics are sort of the hardest part. Lots of melodies and lots of progressions come to me a lot. They're sort of easier to dig into and find. But when good lyrics come to you and a strong story that means something, then you've got a hook and you're off.
And when you hear that melody, do you sometimes play it to somebody and they go, oh, that's actually a jingle for cornflakes and that somehow entered into the back of your head?
Well, actually, yes. And I have this like group of people called McLeod's Wolfpack, right? It's like this gang of people it's through Patreon, this site that I started. And I send them my songs as I'm writing them, and they give me feedback.
Oh.
And the other day, I actually sent one in, and someone said, hey, that sounds like Taylor Swift. And I went back, and they said which song it was, and I went back and checked, and I went, oh, my God, you're right. I'm changing it, and I fixed it, and then I put it back in the pack, and they're like, yeah, that's better.
Lucky you did it that way, because it'd be nothing worse to get to the record company. You've spent months producing this song, and they go, oh, you're just ripping off Taylor Swift there, Sarah. Come on.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So I'm not at risk of that anymore because I have a group of people that I can check with. So the more ears, the better.
Well, we look forward to your acoustic gigs. However many Taylor Swift's tracks you want to include in it, you're more than welcome to. You're going to be April 29, 30 and May 1st in the Hunter Valley. Sarah McLeod, good luck on the gigs. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Bear, baby. Have a good day.